Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Friday morning. That means it is time for Creation Club. Good morning, Pastor Wirth.
Good morning, Andy.
Good to be with you this morning. And how's your Friday going so far?
So far, so good.
Very good. What do you have for us this morning on Creation Club?
Well, on Creation Club, I have something unusual. Just within the last couple of weeks, I've seen something online. It's called Christians Against Dinosaurs, and they've got their own website, ChristiansAgainstDinosaurs.com, and it looks like it's supposed to be real. It looks like they're taking it, supposed to be taken seriously, but it also seems like it could be a spoof or a satire.
Mm-hmm.
One wonders, I don't really know. But let's spend a little time talking about that today, and that to show what we think is wrong with this particular point of view, if they want to be taken seriously, and that we are not them.
Just an interesting name to begin with.
Well, Christians Against Dinosaurs, when you look at their website and explore some things, it appears that this is of very recent origin. I couldn't find any blog posts more than dating back past February of this year, 2015. But there seem to be some things on various news sites about certain mothers in schools wanting dinosaurs taken out of schools, claiming that the whole idea of dinosaurs is a lie, and that fossils are not real, that it's all made up, and they want fossils and dinosaurs and the teaching about dinosaurs out of schools, not because, so much because it attacks the Christian faith or the Bible or something like this, but because children then begin acting like dinosaurs. You know, children are fascinated by stories about dinosaurs. You may know that yourself.
Mm-hmm.
They like dinosaur toys, dinosaur books, and then sometimes they'll run around the room and act like dinosaurs and roar and so forth. And apparently that's, according to this website, they are upset about that. And then they have several videos that are available on YouTube, and you can find them through the ChristiansAgainstDinosaurs.com website. That are goofy. There's a young woman who, dresses, I would say, somewhat provocatively. I mean, something in a top with off the shoulder and this sort of thing, and she kind of wiggles and moves as she's telling you that dinosaurs aren't real and it's all a big lie, and she doesn't really present herself as one to be taken seriously, either in terms of her intellect or her understanding of dinosaurs and the story of creation and any of this, you know. So it's that's why I'm tempted to think it's probably an elaborate spoof trying to make Christians look dumb and try to make the Creation Museum and Answers in Genesis look like they're a bunch of idiots. Although, again, they claim to be against Ken Ham and against the Creation Museum, and supposedly are going to have a protest at the Creation Museum, because the Creation Museum, of course, does not deny the reality of dinosaurs. Dinosaurs did live. There is evidence of that in the fossil record. Fossils are not just fake, although we have on this program before talked about the fact there have been hoaxes. There have been faked fossils, and that's still an ongoing problem. But it requires serious academic research to discern the phony from the real, and not just a carte blanche, you know, we don't believe any fossils are real and it's all made up. And again, while they have a few of the things on their website that talk about teaching people to believe in Jesus and stuff like this, the website's really not about Jesus and the Bible. You know, most of the stuff I've seen there, it's you know, hokey, pseudo-intellectual discussion about that it's all made up, and that basically that the idea of dinosaurs preceded actual finding of fossils, which, to the best of my knowledge and belief, is not true. I've got a lot of books on dinosaurs, including a lot of them from Christian sources, not only from evolutionary sources. I've got both kinds, and, you know, plenty of well-known Christians, including our good friends at Answers in Genesis and the Creation Museum, point out that the word dinosaur, of course, dates back to the 1840s. Sir Richard Owen apparently is credited with coming up with the idea, the word dinosaur, which means terrible lizard, to describe what the remains that they were finding then in the 1800s in fossil beds and stuff were indicating there must have been some pretty big critters, that they had teeth that were very large and leg bones that were very large. They pointed to the reality of creatures that lived at one time in the past that were quite large. And so the word dinosaur then dates back to the 1840s. But the people at the Christians Against Dinosaurs website are claiming that the idea of dinosaurs and depictions of dinosaurs predate the finding of the fossils, and they've always put fossils in quotation marks, or, you know, air quotation marks, like fossils aren't really fossils anyway. They're just things that people have made out of bits of rock and plaster and try to deceive people. And here's, again, where what's so dangerous about this is there's a kernel of truth to that, but it's mixed in with a whole lot of stuff that is not true. So people are often deceived when they go to a museum or see pictures of things from museums where it looks like you've got a complete skull, a complete fossil. And often the museum curators and textbook editors are not very upfront about distinguishing what part is actual fossil that was really found and where it was found and in what condition it was found versus the part they have filled in to make it look like a complete skull or this sort of thing. And I think that would be a legitimate complaint a person could make about museum displays and textbooks where people who believe in the theory of evolution play fast and loose with this kind of thing. But this supposed Christians Against Dinosaurs website takes that to such an extreme that it makes it sound like there is no such thing as a real fossil, that there never really were dinosaurs at all. And that, of course, we do not believe or agree with. If you went to the Creation Museum has lots of fossils. In fact, they have a $1.5 million dinosaur exhibit that was dedicated a year ago, and they have a wonderful, well-preserved Allosaurus skeleton there, fossil Allosaurus, that was found, and where it was found was actually in a place where it was actually found mostly intact and with the bones in their proper anatomical positions. You know, sometimes fossils are found, fossil beds are, the bones are all jumbled up, you know, like they've all been washed together in this totally chaotic way. But once in a while, fossil creatures are found in the correct anatomical positions, like they were just quickly buried, just intact. And when they're uncovered, you know, the whole vertebrae are there, and the skeleton is pretty much intact, which was the case with this particular specimen. So again, you know, I want to warn our listeners against being deceived. Whether this Christians Against Dinosaurs website is for real, and they want to be taken seriously as Christians and understanding creation, or if it's just somebody poking fun at Christians who have any questions about the popular theory of evolution. I'm not sure which it is, but it's not anything we would agree with or support. Christians should, number one, understand what the Bible says, and I don't see a lot of Bible teaching or gospel teaching on this website. And not only should we understand that, but when we approach the matter of creation, we should understand what the Bible says about creation and then look at what the evidence is that God has given us and use our reason and our senses to examine things like fossils and make proper arguments where, you know, where there's been hoaxes and where people have been deceived. We want to call that out, where people are using plaster and other things to fake fossils, that should be called out. But real fossils should be acknowledged as real fossils, and people should not say it's all made up. I know years ago I heard people saying that the devil put them there. I think that's another mistaken argument. Christians should not say the fossils of dinosaurs were put there by the devil. You know, God created the dinosaurs just like he created animals, you know, elephants and whales and, you know, all kinds of creatures that are still around. God made the dinosaurs too. That they died off is testament to what the Bible says about Death came into the world by sin, and that's affected all creation, so that many kinds of creatures have died out. Even in our own day, there are species that are endangered, and not that long ago, there are some, you know, species that have become extinct, and we're worried about ones that could become extinct if every last sample of them is killed off. So that fits both with what the Bible teaches and with what we actually observe. And that's a far cry from what I'm seeing at this website.
I'm going to lean more toward satire here, looking going on the Facebook page as well. For over 14,000 members. But it's a closed group. You have to, in order to join the group, you have to be invited or request to join the group.
It seems hokey. It really does seem hokey. So hopefully, I'm hoping that it doesn't lead people down the wrong path.
Right,
sometimes
right.
Christians can be gullible, and we don't want to be that way, and nor do we want to let the other side use this as if this really represents what Christians believe or what people like Ken Ham and Dave Minton and the good guys at the Creation Museum believe, because this is not at all what this debate is about. And so it's kind of like a red herring, and it just throws people off the track, and so they can't debate seriously the real issues that need to be talked about here, which for us, has to do with the authority of Holy Scripture, the accuracy of Holy Scripture on all matters, but especially it always comes back to what the Bible teaches from beginning to end about God as creator, mankind's fall into sin, and the promise, and then the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. And in the season of Lent, we focus on the fulfillment of all those wonderful promises that God said he would send his Son, who would suffer and die and rise again to save us from our sins, which absolutely came true. And just as that is true, we believe that what the Bible says about creation, the fall into sin, the flood of Noah's day, all of that is true as well. And we know it, number one, from God's Word, the Bible. But what we can know about these things from history and from archaeology, it certainly ties right in and makes perfect sense and does not contradict the Bible at all.
Amen. Just because something has the name Christian on it doesn't necessarily mean that it is, and so
it really is exactly so, and we've seen that in other debates as well, and so we just hope our listeners will not be deceived or discouraged by this kind of thing either.
Well, thank you, Pastor Wirth. Thanks for pointing out, keeping our eyes alert and looking out for these things, and so that we're not deceived by false teachings out there. Thanks so much for joining us for Creation Club. Looking forward to talking with you in the future.
Okay, God bless.
God's blessings.